My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We have arrived in many ways. Roster cut down day yesterday, but today there are still moves happening all around. You heard Kyle Shanahan there, for example. They signed a new receiver today, and he's a name that, especially if you're a fantasy football player, you probably know this name, Terrace Marshall. He was a huge prospect and has spent the majority of his career with the Carolina Panthers. He's never really totally popped, but he's a guy that has some experience at the NFL level. Niners tucked him into their practice squad. The wide receiver position has had our eyes and our ears all offseason long. And so what does it all mean? And it started earlier today with Mike Garofolo suggesting that the understanding, that's how he phrased it now, the understanding was that with or without a deal, today was the day that Brandon would actually practice. So Kyle was straight up asked, is he going to practice? And the answer was, I hope so.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, smart move, I think, by everyone with the Niners. And John Lynch will talk in 30 minutes. We'll carry that live, too. Smart move to not make any predictions about what Brandon Ayuk's about to go do.
And I wonder if the follow-up question should have been asked about, is Brandon Ayuk in the building? Have you seen Brandon Ayuk? Is he putting on cleats? Is he dressed in street clothes? Is he getting ready to practice? I don't know if that question would have been answered, or even if Kyle knew, because Kyle's been dealing with, as he said off the top, with the 53-man and the practice squad and all the rest of it. But at the very least, what I got from Kyle off the top of that was he is more than annoyed. He's super annoyed by the Brandon Ayuk situation.
Is that what you took? Why?
Yes. He's just annoyed that this is still a thing, and he's getting ready for game week. It's 12 days until the first game. And he is still answering questions about, is Brandon here? Is Brandon going to practice? Does this mean that the contract is close?
Let me rephrase my reaction to you. Obviously, Kyle Shanahan's still annoyed.
I think he's super annoyed.
Well, my question is, you noticed something today that sounded different than previous conversations?
It seems like he's more annoyed because he knows that this is the first practice of, you know, the regular season, really. This is where we're starting to get everything ramped up, and he doesn't really know if Brandon's going to be out there or not. And Kyle strikes me as a guy who wants to know. He's in control of the laminated play sheet. He calls all the plays. He's the head coach. He is the de facto GM, or at the very least, the assistant GM.
Certainly on offense.
And this,
he's the
GM. Doesn't know what's going on.
Right, right.
That's annoying.
Okay, well, sure. Raise your hand if you're not annoyed by Brandon Ayuk in the situation. All hands are down. We're all annoyed.
Of course.
We're all at the end of our rope.
You're more annoyed now because this is where you're really going to start putting things in for the week, and he still doesn't know at 2:08 if Brandon Ayuk's going to be out there or not.
Oh, I think he knows what he's been told. I know that he thinks he knows what's been indicated. I don't think that he wants to trust that it's actually going to play out that way. I don't know. You know what I'd love to send everybody's attention to? Cincinnati. I don't know, and forget what I brought up in the crossover. Did y'all see the press conference with their head coach, Zach Taylor, that came out not too long ago? He literally had to stand in front of an entire circle of microphones and say to the assembled media in Cincinnati, quote, I spoke too soon. And that's what Kyle doesn't want. Because Ja'Marr Chase, he started practicing last week. And then they got to today. And he went, psych.
Right.
And he went, he left again. And he left again on the day of the 95-7 The Game fantasy draft. He's playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers. Maybe I can get him in round two. But anyway, point being is the Niners don't want to do that. You do not want to stick, after all of this, you do not want to stick your foot in your mouth, which my number one takeaway, Dibs, and then we're going to get to the real question of the day, because we've got 42 minutes to play this hypothetical. All right, everybody, 888-957-9570. If he practices, it means what? And if he doesn't, it means what? So we can play with that. But first, what I noticed, different discourse around Trent than Brandon.
Of course. It's not even close.
Well, but as of 4 days ago, that was not the case. Remember his Z's. Zero update
on
Brandon and Trent. And we've heard little different things. Obviously, they're very different situations. But Kyle used the word optimistic.
Yeah.
He's optimistic. And he said, it's cautious optimism. Now I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, I have the quote right here.
Yeah, he said both sides want to get, I'm always optimistic when both sides want to get a deal done.
Yeah, when two sides want to get a deal done, I feel like it happens. He said, I'm optimistic that things will work out with Trent. I'm not sitting here knowing what day it'll be when two sides want to get a deal done. Usually it happens. And the question around, you know, Brandon Ayuk was, will he practice? I hope so. And then will he be disciplined if he doesn't practice? I'll deal with that if it happens. And then the other piece is, you know, what are the options that are out there for Brandon? Well, it's reached a point where all options can happen. Nothing has changed.
Everything's still on the table. Trade.
Fifth-year option, trade, or sign. Yeah.
Nothing. Go home.
So he's optimistic about Trent. It's not if, it's when. But with Brandon, all options are still on the table.
Total shoulder shrug.
Right.
Total
completely different tone. You're right.
Shrug, yeah. That to me, that's what I noticed. That's, and by the way, one other thing on Brandon, and you've got the quotes in front of you. I don't, but the indication was if he does practice, like this was a good follow-up, what will he do? And Kyle indicated that most of the work would be done on the side.
Yeah.
They're not going to stick him out there for one-on-ones with Charvarius Ward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the other question about the roster, did you keep seven receivers knowing that, you know, this is still a thing? And he said, absolutely.
Absolutely. And so, went and signed another one and put him on the practice squad.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So they're continuing to shore up their receiver room just in case this thing continues to blow up in their face.
I don't want to make it sound like a game, but they're playing the game.
Right.
Like you have to play the game. And I don't mean that both sides are messing with one another, but you have to do two things. You have to cover your butt, and the Niners are doing that, and you have to be ready. And I do think this is what I've thought all along. The Niners, and I mean this now on the inside, like in their bellies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Niners feel like they can function, if only in the short term, without Brandon. They can go win a few games without Brandon. I do not believe that they think they can function without Trent.
Completely.
And that's, to me, that's at the center of the tone that you heard today with Kyle.
Yeah, and Terrace Marshall Jr. will be in his fourth year if he plays, and he's a guy who's done a few things in the league in Carolina. You know,
what's his best year?
His best year was his second year. He had 28 catches for 490.
Okay.
One touchdown. He comes across as, you know, mostly a deep threat, a guy who doesn't get a lot of targets. And when he catches it, he had 17 and a half yards per catch in his second year. Last year, he had 19 catches for a .139 for a passing offense that was the worst in football.
This guy went to LSU and was a second round pick. I mean, this was a prospect. This is a real prospect. And coming out of high school, he was an insane, top prospect in the country type of a guy.
Five star.
So, like, yes, there is, obviously, he has now ended up on a practice squad. So he has not realized the potential that the world hung on him. There's something of talent there, and he's a field stretcher. There is one thing that Terrace has done very, very well in his career in terms of analytics,
right.
And that's, boy, that he can run. He can run. He can move down that field and get over the top of the defense, which is, by the way, even if Brandon signs, is still the thing that the 49er offense is missing. I don't even know how much they want to, Al Davis, rest in peace, go vertical.
Yep.
I don't even really know how much they want to do that.
They don't.
But, well, they've always seemingly flirted with the idea, like, let's draft Danny Gray. We can go vertical. And then, we don't really like Danny Gray. And then they'll bring in someone else. And, I don't know really about Pearsall. I think Cowing more than Pearsall. They're like, let's see if we can get some speed that goes downfield. Terrace Marshall, that's the same kind of effort. I mean, he is, at minimum, he's the new Danny Gray.
Exactly.
You let Danny go, you grab Terrace. Same kind of receiver, at least in theory.
Yeah, and maybe Ronnie Bell doesn't make the team eventually, or he's made it now. But as Kyle said in his press conference, a very brief press conference, there was a lot of rat-a-tat-tat. He said the 53-man is something that's always changing. So you have your 53-man now, and you bring in Terrace Marshall, and maybe you watch him for a day or two in the practice squad, and you think, this guy's better than, Ronnie Bell, so you elevate him. And if Ayuk's not going to be available, and I saw that Jake Hutchinson put in his Twitter that Ayuk would be in individual drills if he does practice today.
Yep.
And that's going to be for probably 3 or 4 days. And I know Hufanga's in the same space. He's going to be back again, but he's only going to be on the side and doing football drills. So a lot of these guys, even Ayuk, and when Trent comes back, there's going to be some of that too.
Well, and he even said that. He said, he likened it to Nick last year. He said, if Trent comes in, we got to check with him and see where he's at physically. We call this game week preparation, even though it's not game week. It's only because it's week one that you sort of get 2 weeks. And that's why I think some of those guys will be in individuals on the side. It's really a week from today where you're in theory down to brass tacks of the practice week leading up to game. And it's a Monday nighter. So in theory, maybe it's even a week from tomorrow where you start the actual ramp up, the 3-day practice week. So we'll see where all these guys are then. A lot of you want to weigh in on this already. Let's do it. Let's go to Sam, West Oakland. Hi, Sam. Thanks for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Willard and Dibs and Willard. Hey, I look at the 49ers as a dish. If you're making, let's say, chicken fajitas, okay, you need the bell peppers, you need the onions,
yes.
You need the chicken,
yes.
You need the seasoning. Okay, if we're diagnosing the 49ers team, you need the McCaffrey. McCaffrey, you can't make fajitas without the onions, right? That's McCaffrey. And Brock Purdy is the chicken. You need the chicken to be right. Now, where does Brandon Ayuk fit in that scenario? What is, if you were cooking dinner and, oh my God, family, I forgot this particular grocery item to complete this dish.
Yeah.
You know what?
We can tell you without it.
We could do without it tonight.
Sam, I'm going to tell you. I could tell you exactly what Brandon Ayuk is, and your analogy is salsa. Some people are like, you got to put
salsa.
Some people want that on their fajita. Some people do not want the salsa on the fajita, and you can still eat the fajita without the salsa. Might not taste quite as good, but you can eat it.
Yeah. You're going to eat it.
Trent Williams is the peppers. I ain't eating that thing. It doesn't have any peppers.
He's the chicken. I mean.
Well, Brock Purdy's the chicken. The quarterback's
the meat. The tortilla. Because if you don't have the tortilla, you're not really having a fajita.
Okay, whatever.
You're having a taco salad.
Then they're both the same. Whatever. You know what you should have asked Johnny Avello yesterday is like, because no one has ever done this, is ask about point lines with an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Now, he said Brock Purdy 3 or 4 points, which is low for a good quarterback. But does Trent affect the line?
Well, the line's already moved a point and a half,
yeah,
right?
But that's a collective. That's Brandon.
I think it's
and
more Trent than Brandon. And I probably should have asked it and broke it down player by player, because I do think, and I asked him about the biggest non-quarterback mover among skill guys, and it was Christian McCaffrey. He said on a short list, but as far as offensive linemen, I bet you it is Trent Williams.
Yeah,
on a line move
for sure. I wonder how much. I would argue, though, probably less than
a half, though.
Yeah, less than a field goal, less than Brock Purdy.
But
him the chicken.
Yeah.
Need the chicken. Unless, of course, you want to order steak. I like the combo myself.
For fajitas.
Yeah, get a little both. Do two of each. Get some rice and beans and waddle home.
Shout out Jalen.
Not Jalen Waddle. That's too expensive now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.